We are in Yeshayahu chapter Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vatom et Zion, Azavani Hashem v'Hashem Shechechani. Toward the end of the shiur last week, I pointed out that this is the second of the seven haftarot of consolation. The first one is, of course, Shabbos Nachamu, which is the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. And we learned Nachamu is chapter 40. Now, by the way, what's her name? What's her name?
That girl?
Huh? Lynn, that's a palm, right? I'm going to need it. Just hold on to that. I'm going to need it for today's shiur. Now, of course, you're going to wonder, what in heaven's name am I talking about? The moment I get to the pasuk, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The seven chapters of consolation began with Nachamu. Now we come to Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, which, as was pointed out last week, is Haftorah for Parashat Ekev. Va'et Chanan is Nachamu. Vatomer Tzion is Parashat Ekev, and the seven are explained by the Rishonim in the following way, that there is a dialogue taking place between God and the Jewish people. God begins by saying, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. He tells the prophets, console my people because they have suffered so much. And the response of the Jewish people is, Vatomet Zion. Zion said, what do you want? What's this great consolation? Azavani Hashem, God has forsaken me, Vashem Shechechoni, and God has forgotten me. And then it seems that God attempts to console her again. The next Haftorah, and we will come to that, is Anios So'ara Lo Nuchama. The tempestuous, the stormy one, remains unconsoled. You know why she remains unconsoled? Because you told the prophets to console us. Nachamu Nachamu Ami, God hands the task of consoling the Jewish people over to the prophets. So therefore, Anios So'ara, the stormy woman turns and Lo Nuchama, she is not consoled. The next Haftorah is going to begin with the words, Onochi Onochi Minachemchem, I will be the one who will console you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I am going to be the one. Do you know what the response is? Roni Akora Lo Yolada, the barren woman begins to sing for joy. And then God turns to her and he says, Kumi Ori, arise before the light of Geula. And then of course there's going to be the Haftorah of Sos Osis Vashem, the last one. And we're going to go through the whole, I'm going to give you this on a sheet. Sos Osis Vashem, I will be full of joy in God, because God is the one who now becomes the one who consoles me. All right. It should be Anios So'ara, not according, let's see, Anochi. The order is brought the following. Let me give you the order correctly. I think we had it correct. The first one is Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Console my people. Israel is not consoled because Vatom et Zion, this is what we're up to today. Zion says, Azovani Hashem Basha Hashem Shechechoni. And therefore the prophets turn to God and they say, Anios So'ara Lo Nuchama. The woman whose soul is so stormy, she is not consoled. So therefore God says, Onochi, Onochi, hu menachemchem, I am the one who is going to console you. And then Rani Akora Lo Yolada, the barren woman begins to sing. And in the sixth, Kumi Ori Kiva Oreich, God says to her, arise, arise, because your light has come, Ukvod Hashem Alayich Zarach. The honor and the dignity, the grace of God is upon you. In the seventh, we get the response of the Jewish people. So says Bahashem, I will be full of joy in God. Togel nafshi be'elokai, my soul will be full of happiness in my God. So that the seven are a conversation that's taking place between God and the Jewish people. We're going to continue. From time to time, we will be using the Malbim. And here, of course, he gives a very very fascinating explanation of the pasuk. And it is something that is helpful when one learns many psukim throughout Tanakh. Vatomet Tzion. Tzion said, Azavani Hashem, God has forsaken me, Vashem Shechechoni, and God has forgotten me. Now, there are two parts to this pasuk. Now take a look at how fascinating the two parts are. In the first part, Mem Tes Yodalet. In the first half of the pasuk, the predicate precedes the subject. Who is the subject of the pasuk? Hashem. Azavani Hashem. By the way, could that be written in another way? Hashem Azavani. The second half of the pasuk has the subject before the predicate. Vahashem Shechechani, and God has forgotten me. Could that be written in another way? Shechachani Hashem. Why does the Navi choose to write it in this way? The general rule in Lashon Kodesh, the Malbim says, you don't have this Malbim, but the Malbim says, Derech HaSafa HaIvrit, Hebrew, Lahagdim Tomit HaNasui El HaNosei. The verb or the predicate always precedes the subject, which therefore means that the first half of the pasuk is correct. The first pasuk, the first part of the pasuk says, Azovani, I've been forsaken. Who has forsaken me? Hashem has forsaken me. The second part of the pasuk is written not in the normal way. The second part of the pasuk has the subject before the predicate. Hashem shechechani, God has forgotten me. So he says, do you know why it's written that way? Because in the first part of the pasuk there is no great chidush. You sin, so God for Azavani Hashem, God has forsaken me. The second half of the pasuk is the one that sort of should sound alarm signals. God has forgotten. Do you understand how unnatural that is? The chidush is that it's God, and he has forgotten. The first thing that is mentioned is always the one where the emphasis is placed. If it says, Hashem Shechechoni, God has forgotten me, the big chidush is God, Zocher, Kol HaNishkachos, what do we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? God is the one who remembers all that is forgotten. Everything that happened from the very beginning of time, God knows. God forgets. You could say, it would be natural to say, man forgets. But what's unnatural, and what is incredible, is Hashem Shechechani. Therefore, the Navi wrote it in that way. Yes.
But it's always bothered me that in the story of Ryan, that God remembered, and he remembered the truth.
Yeah, well, so we have the same problem here. But Tomet Tzion, Tzion said, what's happening over here? God has forgotten. Right, so we don't have to know the answer for that yet. The important thing is the structure of the pasuk. So we've learned two things. Number one, the structure always has the verb, the predicate before the subject. And Hashem Shechechani is the unusual way of writing it, to point out. He forgot. So what does it mean? Obviously it can't mean that God forgot. But obviously we're going to have to come to something of the sort that he made himself as though he forgot. Or is it if God, if the Jewish people forget God, then he responds to them in kind? One thing we know for sure, I mean, this is with regard to your question, God doesn't forget. Zocher kol hanishkachos. That's what we say. Where do we say it? In Zichronos HaRosh Hashanah. God remembers all that is forgotten. But if we forget him, then he is going to respond in like manner to us. Let's see. Now, here the Mepharshim have two approaches. It's either Klal Yisrael saying this, or it is God saying it. And in both we can understand it. Let's say it's the Jewish people saying to God, HaTishkach Isha Ulod. Does a woman forget her young? Meirachem ben bitna. Does a woman forget to have mercy on the son that came from her womb? Or it may very well be Hashem already responding. What kind of nachash akash did you ask? Hashem to call yourself. You asked akasha, do I forget? You said Hashem shechechoni. So the Rebbeinu says, what are you talking about? A woman forgets her child, the child that issued from her womb. You're kidding me? And if it's so, it's either Hashem who's saying it, or it is Klal Yisrael pleading and saying, Rebbeinu Shem, how did you forget us? And Hashem's response, according to all the Mepharshim, Hashem's response is, Gam Eila Tishkachna. Even if a woman can forget her child, Va'anochi Lo Eshkachech, I will not forget you. Hain, Al Kapayim Chakotich, I have engraved you on my palm. I have engraved you on my palm. God has engraved. Now we will show you that Rebbeinu Shem was the first one. You ever seen a palm one or a palm two? If you want to know, I don't even know how. Oh. This is a palm. Now it's right there. It holds in the hand, and you write on it. You engrave on it, and also you can do all sorts of things with this. I mean, do you have benching and davening and kriya sapur on it? Hein al kapayim chakotich. God says, I have engraved you on my palm. Chomotayich negdi tamid. Your walls are before me constantly. You think I'm going to forget you? This came in so handy. Hein al kapayim chakotich. Hashem is saying, in answer to your question, I forgot you. You really think I forgot you? Is it possible, even if it would be possible that a mother forgets her young, I will not forget you. Your walls are negdi tamid. Why does he use the term walls? Because who is it that said it? Batomer Tzion. Tzion said. So he says, I have you on my palm. I look at you all the time. And the walls of the city are that which inspired the Rebbeinu Shlom. Miharu bonoyech, mohorsayech umacharivayech, mimeich yetzeyu. Extremely important pasuk. And I'll tell you why this pasuk shakes me. First of all, because it is one of the psukim that has become, I would say, an expression in Hebrew. I don't think it's an expression in the secular world, but it certainly is an expression in the religious world, which is not the pshat of the pasuk, and that's what I want to point out, because what is lost by it having become an expression is that we don't know the real meaning. The maharsayich u'macharavayich, those who shatter you and destroy you, mimeich yetzeyu, come out from you. This is the way it is understood as an expression. The worst, and this is what Jews said throughout the centuries, the worst anti-Semites were Jews. Maharsayich, those who shatter you, u'machrivayich, and those who destroy you, mimeich yetzeyu, come from you. They come out from you. This is the way it was used as an expression. What do you talk about? Jews suffered from inquisitors in Spain who were Jews that were mishubadim. There were Jews that never brought terrible, terrible destruction upon Jewish communities. So they took this pasuk in Yeshayahu, and they turned it into the expression of Maharsayuch, Machrivayuch, Mimechietzayu. But that's not the meaning of the pasuk. It's, for example, I think we pointed something similar out in the Haftorah, Perek 40, Nachamu. And there it was a misreading of the pasuk completely. In Nachamu it says, Kol Korei Bamidbar Panu Derech Hashem. A voice is calling. Now the real pshat in the pasuk there is, a voice is calling, Bamidbar Panu Derech, in the desert, make a road for my people to come home. But the expression became, Kol Korei Bamidbar. When there is a voice, somebody speaks out and nobody's listening, so it's like a voice crying out in the desert. But it's, okay. Aveg Amarget the Pasuk, it's not the correct shot in the Pasuk, yes.
Isn't that in English, a voice crying in the wilderness? Right.
Yes, yeah. And it's all based on that Pasuk in Yeshayahu, but it is not the correct meaning of the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk really has a stop, a comma, Kol Karei. There is a voice that's calling. Do you know what the voice is saying? In the desert, Bamidbar Panu Derech Hashem, in the midbar, in the desert, make a way for the way of God, and Jews are going to return to Eretz Israel. So now we know what the non-pshat in Pasuk Yud Zayin is. Now we're going to the real pshat. Obviously, the non-pshat, the way in which it became used as an expression, was of course a reflection of tragic, I'm afraid to say, many tragic moments in Jewish history. I mean, and we have it up until today. Some of our worst enemies come from with our own ranks. But that's not the pshat in the pasuk. And I'm afraid that it may, sometimes I have this feeling, it may be a cover-up for the real pshat in the pasuk. The Malbim learns, Mi haru banayach, hurry children and do tshuva. Hurry children and do tshuva. And you know what will happen if you do tshuva? Then maharsayich umachrivayich, the enemy who is in your midst, your shatterers and your destroyers, mimechietzayu, are going to go out. One of the Rishonim, he may have been a Rebbe of Rashi, is the Mahari Kora. I want to read what the Mahari Kora says, because when I saw it shook me. He says the following. Ah, Miharu Banayach, listen to this. Miharu Banayach, hurry children, Sheyu kol hagaluyot mitkapzot ubaot l'tzion. Tzvi is going to love this. Hurry children and come home to Tzion. And do you know what happens if you come home in your masses to Tzion? Maharsayich umachrivayich, shehoyudorim bo'ad achshav, your destroyers who lived in Eretz Israel and until now, mimeich yetzeyu, are going to leave. Ba'ota sha'ah shebanecha nichnasin, at the time that your children come in, they are going to displace maharsayich umachrivayich. If you want them out, there is only one answer. Hurry home. The Mahari Kora. I read it, you should know, some months ago, and I got a shiver going up and down my spine. Clip shot. Hurry to Eretz Yisrael, gather in, all of you. And then you're going to displace those who are your destroyers and your shatterers from your very midst. Unbelievable shot. And you know what happens if you come home? O Yomru bi'oznayich, they will yet say in your ears, B'nei Shiku Layach, the sons who have been lost. We know what, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, we know the meaning of the word Shchol. Shchol is the loss of a child, and here are the children that were lost. O Yomru bi'oznayich, B'nei Shiku Layach, you know what you may yet be told by the children who you thought were dead? Tsar li hamakom. The place is not is not big enough for me. Gesholi ve'esheva, move over and I will sit down. It's going to reach a point where 100 years ago anybody could have found a place. There was no crowding in Eretz Yisrael. He says there's going to be a time at which it will be crowded, and I'm going to have to ask somebody, Gesholi, move over ve'esheva, so I should have place to sit. Yerushalayim is going to be bursting at the very seams. Here, there's a fascinating one-liner from the Malbim. And the Malbim simply disagrees with all of the Mefarshim. How did I translate Gesholi? In other words, I'm coming in, I need place. So Gesholi, the Mefarshim say, move over. Rashi says it. Hitkarev litzad acher, move closer to the other side, bishvili, for me, ve'sheva, so that I'll have place where to sit down. So the Malbim makes one comment. Hagosha lirichuk ein lo reya. Hagosha, me moving close to mean distance yourself has no partner in all of Tanakh. The way the Mefarshim are learning, it means, you know, move over. So what does the word Gishon mean according to them? Distance yourself, not to come closer, move over so I can come closer. You move over. So he says, Gishon never means that. Vayigash Elov Yehuda means that he comes to him. So how does the Malbim learn the Pshat Gishon Livei Sheva? Geshala. That Geshala, it's said by Lot. The Malachim told him Geshala. So he says, you know what the pshat over here is? It's not move over. It means come closer to me. All right. Now that just reminded us. One of the when we came to New York, we moved from Toronto to New York in 1971. So I don't know. They were constantly playing on the radio. We didn't know a thing about New York. I mean, been away for so many years. There was there are stores, D'Agostino. Please, Mr. D'Agostino, move closer to me, and I'll open up another. And, you know, we didn't know what's going on in New York. Please, Mr. D'Agostino, move closer. He says, the Malbim learns that there are going to be so many Jews in Eretz Yisrael that Jews are going to have to, we're going to have to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is going to have to become bigger. So you know what the Jews who are coming now, you know what they're saying? Gesholi, come closer to me, expand outward, come closer to me, not move over, but come closer to me. Gesholi ve'esheva. And he says, I think you have it. Yeah, you have it. You see the second side of the sheet, Tof Reish Kof Hei Mem Tes, Od Yom Nu Baznayach. Now, if you take a look at the Malbim over here, the Malbim has the explanation of words. If you'll take a look at the second sentence, Gesholi Hagosha L'Richuk Ein Lo Reya, Hagosha, which means move over, distance yourself from me, has no companion in all of Tanakh. Therefore, if you will now take a look at the last of the non-wide lines, you'll see the Pedush, Gesholi Tzarli Hamakom, Gesholi Ve'esheva. I'll tell you exactly. Sar in Hamakom Gesholi Ve'esheva. Sar di Hamakom Gesholi Ve'esheva. So geshifet sali hamakom shel hamakom shelachat sali. Your place is too tight for me. Ve'eni yachol lihikanos el tocha. I can't come in. There isn't enough place in Eretz Yisrael. V'lachein geshoa ato. You move v'hitkarev elai. You have it? No, no, look in with her. Gesholi, move over v'hitkarev elai l'man eishev v'tochech, in order that I should live in your midst. There's no place for you to move over inward, but you can come closer to me outward. Ritzon Olamo, what he means is ki ach ashe Yisrael Yehudah b'miyot, because the Jewish people are going to be so many. V'lo tuchal Eretz Yisrael l'hachazik et kulam, and Eretz Yisrael won't be able to hold them all. L'chein tarchiv ha'oretz et gevula. The land is going to expand its boundaries. V'tit pashet at chutz la'oretz, and Eretz Yisrael is going to extend out to chutz la'oretz. As it says later on, we're going to come to another one of the haftorahs that's going to say, Harchivi, spread out the place of your tent, because there just isn't enough place. And the mashal veers, he's going one step further. He's not speaking to somebody living in Eretz Yisrael. You know who the pasuk is speaking to? Eretz Yisrael. Come closer to me. Not all the way to Borough Park. Just come a little closer to me. Expand outward to me, so that where I will be living will be Eretz Yisrael. It will have to expand its boundaries, because there simply won't be enough place. I mean, we've certainly been seeing that. I always say, I lived in Yerushalayim in 55 and 56. Do you know what Yerushalayim was in 55 and 56? Precisely as we pointed out, the psukim in chapter 10 in Yeshayahu Sancheret, who looks down on the city and it says, Yinofeif yado har bat zion givat Yerushalayim. He just waves his hand about Yerushalayim, the hill of Zion. It's nothing. It was a little too big backwater town, and it has begun to expand over the last 30, 40 years. Yerushalayim has expanded outward. Of course, there's an attempt now to shrink it inward. But he says that, so therefore, Od Yorub, by the way, if you look back into the pasuk, you'll see that the Malbim is reading the pasuk very carefully. Od Yorub Osnayach B'nei Shikulayach, in your ears. Whose ears are we talking about? Whose ears? Tzion. B'nei Shikulayach, the children who are lost to you are going to say to you, Tzion, Tzarli Hamakom, I don't have enough place. Gesholi, Tzion, move closer to me. So you know what it's talking about? That Eretz Yisrael is expanding outward. And therefore, the Malbim at the end says, V'zeh v'moshal, this is the moshal sh'ha'oretz tigashar ha'yoshim, that the earth is going to come, the land is going to come close to its inhabitants, ha'omdim chutzalah, who are standing outside, ve'einam yecholim likameis otocha, and can't come in. Because Kenayin Hara, there are so many Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael is going to have to expand. Back to the text, Pasuk of Chaf Aleph, it gets so beautiful. Va'amart bilvaveich, you're going to say to yourself in your heart, who is it? Who are we talking about? Tzion. He's going to say in our heart, Mi yolad liyat eleh. Who gave birth to all of these? Where did they come from? Vani shechula v'galmuda. I had been shechula, I had lost my children. Galmuda was lonely without a husband. Husband, of course, the metaphor over here is the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm shechula v'galmuda. I was gola. I was out in exile. V'suda. Suda means that I was distanced, far away. V'elim mi gidel. Who raised these children? Where did they come from? Heinanini sharati levadi, I had remained alone. Eicha yoshva vadad ha'ir rabati, how did the great city that had so many people in it remain alone? I had been alone all of these years. Where did they all come from? Sion is looking around with amazement. A gathering of people. What, 100 years ago, how many Jews were there in Yerushalayim? 50,000. If that. We're talking now, Yerushalayim is the largest city in the country. We're not talking about the you know, Tel Aviv is the largest municipal area, metropolitan area, because they include Tel Aviv and Yafo and Bnei Brak. No, they don't include Bnei Brak. Petah Tikva, Herzliya, you know. But the largest city in the country is Tzion. Ve'ele mi gidel, who raised them? Hein ani nisharti levade, I had remained alone. Ele eifo heim, who are they? Ko Omar Hashem Elokim, do you know who they are? So says Hashem Elokim. Hine esoel goyim yodi, I'm going to lift my hand to the nations. Ve'el amim, and to the peoples of Nisi, I will lift up my banner. Ve'heviu banayich v'chotzen, and they're going to bring your sons back, they're going to bring them b'chotzen, and there are two pshatim on chotzen. One pshat in chotzen is by their garments, they're going to pull them back to Eretz Yisrael. Or b'chotzen means the kind of a conveyance in which you carry somebody, you know, like kings or queens, huh? A sit down chair? Sedan chair. What does Sansino say?
Garments
on their shoulder. No, that's the next part of the pasuk. Ubenotayach, huh? That's the next part of the pasuk. Ubenotayach, and your daughters al katef tinasena, will be carried upon the shoulders, in their arms, in their bosom. So that's another pshat. In other words, yes, the goyim are going to bring them back. This is Hashem speaking to Tzion. Kings are going to be the ones who are going to take care of you. Omnayach, where do we have the word Omnayach? Vayihi Omein es Hadasohi Esther, Sher'ein Lo of Va'ein. Esther, who had no father and mother, who was the one who cared for her? It was Mordechai. Kings will be Omnayach, Visarotehem, and their the princesses will be meinikotayach, the ones who nurse you. Apayim edetz yishtachavulach, they will bow down to you with their faces down into the ground. Va'afaraglayich yilachechu, and they're going to lick the dust of your feet. V'yadat, and then you will know, ki ani Hashem, that I am God. Asher lo yevoshu kovai, all those who trust and hope, place their hope in me, will never be embarrassed. Where do we say that? No. I know what you're saying. You're saying in benching shalom nevosh, veloni kalein, lalom ved. The benching don't require us to come on to people of flesh and blood, but we want everything miyotcha harachava habducha, from your broad hand, so that we are not embarrassed. But no. Oh, when you hear this, nope. Shoshanas Yaakov, Sahala v'Samecha, Birosam Yachat Cheles Mordechai. Right, I have to keep going. Birosam Yachat Cheles Mordechai, Lahodia, Shekol Kovechol Lo Yevoshu V'Lo Yikomu LaNetzach Kol Hachosim Bo Lahodia. To let everybody know. That was the story of Purim. Shekol kovecha, those who place their hope in you will never be embarrassed. Huh? No. Shoshana Siyah. Mention we just said, Shalom Nevosh, Veloni Kol. But we're talking about Lo Yevoshu Kovai, those who have a. So Hashem is saying, Sion doesn't understand, where did they all come from? So he says, I did it. Kibbutz Golios, I promised it, and I did it. Yes.
The previous part that he said, I will lift up my hand, and they shall bring my sons.
The nations of the world, the goyim.
Goyim will bring them.
Yeah. You know where we had a similar pasuk? We had a similar pasuk in chapter, and then you'll, in chapter 11. Chapter 11 is the chapter that speaks, and I think it's important to see this passage, you understand? Of course, I have to I have to find it, but I'm... take a look in chapter 11. Not only chapter 11. Chapter 11, Pasuk 11. Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. Now, we talked about chapter 11 last week because chapter 11 is the chapter of Moshiach. The Yotzah Choter Migeza Yishai, a shoot is going to come out of the root of Yishai. What is going to happen? What is the Messianic era going to be like? So it says in Pasuk, chapter 11, Pasuk 11, Bohoyopayomahu on that day, Yosef Hashem Sheinit Yodo, God will for a second time lift his hand, liknot et sha'or amo, to acquire unto himself the remnants of his people. Asher Yishoer, those that will remain at the end of history from Ashur and Mitzrayim, Patros and Cush, Elam and Shinar, Hamat and Umeiye Hayam, left amongst all of those people. The Nosanes Lagoyim, he's going to lift a banner. Lifting his hand and lifting his banner is the signal. The signal to the nations of the world, bring my children home. The Nosanes Lagoyim, he's going to, a nes is a banner, a flag. Va'osach nidcha Yisrael, he will gather in the dispersed of Israel, unafutzot Yehuda yikaveitz, and the those who are spread out from the Jewish people will be gathered in, me'arba kanfot ha'aretz, from all corners of the world. So here it is, Tzion has been asking, mi yolad li yaseila, who gave me all of these? I was alone, I was without children, nobody was here, and all of a sudden, they're here. How many times have I said it? And they're eating traffic jams in the morning on the way to school. We're talking about a Yerushalayim that's humming with life. So where does it come from? So I did it because I lifted my hand in a signal. You know, I would imagine that the Rabbeinu Shlomo, first of all, when he lifts his hands like this, so you know what he's looking at? He's looking at his palm. And then he goes like this. Understand? Or he lifts a banner, and this is his signal. I want my children back. And they come. Obviously, there are different circumstances under which they come. There are those, we've talked about this often in the past, there are those who are free migrants of an innovative nature and come because of the pull, and then there are those who come because of the push. Let's go further. Hayukach mi gibor malkoach v'im shvi tzadik yimaleit. Pasuk Chav Dalet, 24. Malkoach and shvi both refer to spoils of war. The word malkoach usually can mean cattle, it can mean all sorts of possessions. Shvi can only be used with regard to a human being. Hayukach mi gibor, can one take malkoach, the spoils of war, from a mighty one, from a strong one? V'im shvi tzadik yimaleit, the tzadik who is in captivity, will he be able to flee? That's the question that you may ask. How is it going to happen? And by the way, this is a question that was better understood 100 years ago. After a whole, one would have thought, or even 30 years ago, what's going to be with 3 million Jews in Russia? Now, this is the question. We already know the answers. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Kichor Hashem, because so says God, Gam Shvi Gibor Yukach. The one who is captured in the hand of the strong one will be taken. Umalkoach Oritz Yimaleit. And the possessions that are held by an Aritz, Aritz is a tyrant, will be saved. That Yerivei Chonochi Ariv. Though, huh?
All the things
oh, maybe that's the rest of the. In other words, the Malkoach is all the Nazi loot. I never thought of that. You know, you have to be able to look at a Pasuk in the Navi on the basis of.
Who would have thought?
The insurance companies and the loot, and I'll tell you, I don't know why they're waiting now. The countless billions of dollars of Jewish property. Poland. We can bankrupt Poland. Just give us back That's it. Very good. I didn't think of it, you see? But Yiribech Anochi Ariv, I'm going to contend, I'm going to fight the battle for you, but Bonayech Anochi Oshia, I'm the one who's going to save them. Is this the response to the first pasuk? Vatom et Zion, Zion said, Azavani Hashem, God has forsaken me and God has forgotten me. So he says, oh no. Onochi, lo eshkachech, I'm not going to forget you. Onochi, Oshia, I'm going to save you. And you know what I'm going to do? Now I tell you, for the next pasuk, most probably the Rabbeinu Shlalom will be condemned roundly. And you'll see it in a moment. V'ha'achalti et monayich et besaram. Monayich, those who taunt you, I'm going to have them eat their flesh. V'che'osiz domom yishkorun. Their blood, like juice, the juice of their blood, they will get drunk from their blood. V'yadu kol basa, all flesh will know, ki ani Hashem, that I am God. Moshiach, the one who saves you. The Galalech, the one who redeems you, Abir Yaakov, the mighty one of Yaakov. I can imagine the Rebbein Shlom saying, a child for a child, an eye for an eye. In other words, this is classic David Levy. But the Rebbein Shlom is not afraid to say it because he knows those who have taunted and those who have caused us so much indescribable pain and destruction throughout all of history. The Rebbein Shlom doesn't forget that either. And therefore, yes, they are going to be punished. Ko Amar, oh boy, we're moving. Ko Amar Hashem. And God goes on to say, wait a minute. You are telling me that you are Galmuda, you're all alone without a husband. Did I ever give you a get? Eize Sefer Kritut Imchem Asher Shlachticha. A Sefer Kritut is a letter that cuts is a get. That's what it is. This is a get. And I imagine he's talking to the children, or he's talking to Tzion. Tzion is now full of children. Where is the get of your mother that I sent to her? O mimi noshai asher mecharti etchem lo. Who is there amongst Noshai, the people whom I owe money to? And I didn't have money to pay, so I sold you off into slavery. Who? I sold you off. Hein bavonotechem nimkartem. Remember, you were given over into the hand of the enemies because of your sins, not because I owed anything to anybody. Ubefish echem shulcha imchem. And it's because of your intentional sins that I sent off your mother. Ah. It sounds bad, but it's very good. You know why it's very good? Because a man may very well send away a woman, and we'll be using the biblical terminology, because he no longer loves her. She has become contemptible in his eyes. Then the chances of a reconciliation are nil. But what happens if he still loves her, but she's been rebellious? So all she has to do is just mend her ways. Ubipish eichem shulcha imchem.
Your,
huh?
Rebellious?
Well, I'm not doing my mitzvahs. Are you starting up with me? Why? What's wrong? Oh, that's what you mean, a rebellious woman. Well, a sinful woman. A woman who has entered into illegal liaisons with others. That's what Avodah Zarah is. So therefore, all you have to do is do tshuva. It's not that I despise you. I don't despise you. Oh, the great pasuk in the Hukosai. Av gam zos b'hiyosom be'edetz ayivehem. Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim. That's the great pasuk that the great Meshach Chochma, it's at the end of the Tochacha in Vayikrat, in the Hukosai. Av gam zos biyotam ve'eretz ayvechem, even then when you will be in the land of your enemies, lo ma'astim, I didn't find you disgusting, v'lo ga'altim, I didn't find you contemptible. You did something wrong. All you have to do is do tshuva, and the love will be as it was before. Madu abasi ve'enish. Rashi says, why have I come? In other words, I've taken the step of coming closer to you. I like to read into the Mitzudas David that Hashem is saying, I've called you to come unto me, meaning I have called you to come back to me in Eretz Yisrael. Madua Basi, I came, my Shechina is back in Tzion. But you're not back. Madua Basi Veinish Karosi, I called Vein Oned, there's nobody who answers. HaKotzor, Kotzora, Yadi, Mipidus, is my hand that short or small that I cannot redeem you? Vimein Bikark LaHatzil, I don't have the strength to rescue you? Do you know who you're talking about? Hain begarati, with my anger, acharid yam, I make the sea dry. Osim naharos midbar, I can take rivers and turn them into desert. Tivash degatam me'ein mayim, the fish of the rivers will stench, there will be a stench coming because there's no water. The tamoz batzama, and die in thirst. I can do anything. Do you think I cannot rescue you? I can't save you. What are you afraid of? Sometimes I hear from people, no, they don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is too dangerous, you understand. As though New York and Los Angeles and Johannesburg, you understand, are really, that's where you can just walk out into the street at any time of day, but never at night. Kotzar, Kotzra, Yadim, you can do this? Huh? You don't go by day either. All right, good. Okay, fine comment. In Harnof, you can walk out at 12 o'clock at night. At 1 o'clock. Al Bishamayim Katrut. Here we have again the idea of garments. I will clothe the heavens in darkness. Vesak Osim Sutam. I will make the clothing of the heavens, I will make it sackcloth. I can do anything I want. I can take the brightness of the heavens and darken it. I can take the waters, the rivers and the seas and make them dry. And you're going to tell me that I can't rescue and save and come to your aid and your assistance? Now, you'll remember that we started over here in chapter 49. This unit that we've been doing started in chapter 49. And what was it that Yeshayahu complained of in chapter 49? He thought that he had worked in vain and that he had failed. And whatever he did, it just didn't work. So then Hashem tells him, you are set aside for a greater task. You are going to be a light unto the nations. And then another thing Hashem had told him. All of the promises that you made, in all of your years of prophecy, everything will be fulfilled. You talked about the ingathering of the exiles. It's going to happen. You don't worry, it's going to happen. I'm going to lift my hand. I'm going to bring up the banner. I'm going to make the nations bring Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. I'll say, you know what Yeshayahu now says? Hashem Elokim Natan Li Lishon Limudim. You know what Hashem has given me? He has given me a tongue that can teach. All of a sudden he begins to see that he does have a mission. This is another one of those psukim where Yeshayahu is talking from his own personal experience. Hashem Elokim Natan Li Lishon Limudim. God has given me a tongue that can teach. Lo da'at lo ut at your eighth davar, to know. Now the to know laut. Many of the mafarshim say the word laut comes from the word eight, time. Eight l'chol davar. There's a time for everything. L'dat laut at your eighth davar. I know the time to speak to the fatigued and the exhausted. Your eighth is the one who is fatigued. He, sometimes it's the right word at the right time. Your ear baboker, I can awaken. The mitzvah learns that God awakened me every morning and told me, go say prophecy. Your ear, baboke, baboke. Your early ozen. He would awaken my ear with the Holy Spirit of his prophecy. Lishmoa kali mudim. So that I should be able to understand the truth of how to teach and what to say. Hashem Elokim patach li ozen. God has opened my ear. In chapter 6 in Yeshayahu, which according to all of the Mefarshim is really the beginning of Yeshayahu's prophecy, not chapter 1, chapter 6. Chapter 6, which is the Haftorah of Parshat Yitro. So Yeshayahu hears a voice in heaven saying, "Et mi eshlach, whom shall I send, umi yeleich lanu, and who is going to go?" And he says, "Hineni, here I am, shalacheni, send me." God awakened my ear so that I should hear. V'anochi lo moriti, I did not rebel against going to do God's bidding. And v'achor lo nisugoti, I did not retreat backward. Nisugoti, of course, is a word that is in common use, as in nisiga, withdrawal, retreat. Yes.
What is the difference between the use of the word lashon and sakai? Usually, is in the Hebrew, we always speak about sakai speaking to the people.
Oh. The Malbim speaks about this a number of times, and I'll one represents the inner thought, and one represents the outer words. But when we need to know it, there are going to be other places where we will need to know it. I'll give you the differences. Gevi nosati lemakim. If you think that Yeshayahu had an easy time, and as I say, here is another one of the places, the very rare places, where he speaks about his personal experience. Gevi nosati lemakim. My back I gave to those who struck me. They physically abused him. Yeshayahu was physically abused. By the way, ultimately he was killed by Menashe. Yeshayahu in his old age was killed. Gevi notati lemakim, I gave my back to those who smite me. Ulchoyai lemortim, and my cheeks to those who pulled at it. Panailo histarti, I did not hide my face. Mi klimot farok, from embarrassment and spit. They spat at me. They rejected me. Vashem Elokim yazali, but God will save me. Al kein lo nichlamti. Therefore I wasn't shamed and I wasn't embarrassed. Al kein, you know what I decided? Samti ponai ka chalamish. I made my face like chalamish is a flint, a rock, a strong rock. Where do we have it? In Hallel. Chalamish l'mayin emayin. That's at the end of Bitzeit Yisrael Mimitzayin. In other words, from the hard rock comes out water. I made my face like chalamish v'edan. Then I knew, ki lo evosh, that I will not be embarrassed or shamed. What we heard over here is that Yeshayahu, it wasn't all covered, you understand? To be a Navi meant being a voice in the desert. That's what it meant. It meant saying to people what they didn't want to hear. It meant really being the lonely, angry man of God. Karov matzdiki. The one who is concerned with my righteousness is close to me, the one who's going to take care of me. Tzaddik means not only righteous, it can also mean the one who saves me is close. Mi yariv iti. Who can argue with me when I have God on my side? Na'amda yachad. We will stand, even if we stand together before justice, for the bar of judgment. Mi bal mishpati yigash elai. Whoever wants to stand in judgment, yigash elai, let him come to me. By the way, here yigash is, of course, to come closer. Hein Hashem Elokim Ya'azor Li, God, my God, will Hashem is Elokim, he will save me. Mihu Yarshieni, who is the one who is going to condemn me or find me guilty? You know what's going to happen with all the enemies of Hashem? Hein Kulam, all of them, Kabeged Yivlu, they're going to become like a garment that, what happens to garments? Worn out. Kabeged Yivlu. Osh Yochlein. Good word to know. The moth will eat them. Osh Yochlein. Mi bachem yirei Hashem. Who amongst you are the ones who fear God? Shomea bekol avdo. Who has heard the word of his servant, the word of the Nevi'im. Asher holach hasheikim, who has gone off into the darkness. Ve'eino galo, there is no brightness for him. And you find yourself in this terrible darkness, and you're on the edge of despair. What should you do? Yiftach b'shem Hashem. Have trust in the name of God. V'yishain be'elokav. And lean on his God. Ein lanu al mila yishain el al avinu shalashalayim. If you feel the darkness is surrounding, you read the newspaper this morning, you have only one thing left to do. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. V'yishain be'elokav. Hein kulcham. Ah. All of you, and Rashi points out, all of you who don't listen to the words of the Prophet, all of you who don't listen to the word of the Prophet, kodchei esh, the fire of God is going to burn down upon you. Me'azrei zikot, those are you will be surrounded in Azor is like a belt of sparks of fire are going to come. Lechu b'or eshchem. Go in the light of your fire. Which means the following. The light of your fire means if you sin, you will suffer. If you trust in God, then he will be the one who will save you. U'bezikot, and in the Zikot, the sparks, B'artem, that you cause to burn. Everything works. It all depends on how you conduct yourself. And this is the way Hashem will respond in kind. Miyodi haisa zos lachem. All of this came from my hand. Don't think that anything is coincidence. Don't think that anything in Jewish history is coincidence. Miyodi haisa zos lachem. Unless, of course, there are the periods of Hester punning. There are the periods in which God conceals himself. But otherwise, everything else is miyadi haitazot lachem. From my hand, this came to you. Lima atzevo tishkovun. And you, if you don't follow God, then you will lie in the depression and the despair that you created for yourself. The opportunity is there. The opportunity is, if you find yourself falling into the deep, dark, black hole of despair, Yiftach b'shem Hashem and Yishayin be'elokav. Shimuei la'irot ve'tzedek. I'm on a roll. Understand? I'm on a roll, so we're going to keep moving. Shimuei la'i, listen to me, rot ve'tzedek, mevakshei Hashem, those who pursue justice, those who seek God. Habitu el tzur chutzatem. Take a look at the rock from which you were hewn. What do you call a quarry? What's a quarry called in Hebrew? A quarry. A machtseva. There are quarries all around Yerushalayim. Because lachatzov means to cut rock. Oh. Huh? No, it doesn't say the word, that word there. You know what says it? It says pesol. You know where it says? It says in the second chapter of Yirmiyahu. I can remember the chapter. Now I have to. Why kishtayim rose osu ami? Oh, if I get this pasuk right, don't check me out. Kishtayim rose osu ami. My people has done two things wrong. Osi osvu me they forsook. Mikor mayim chayim, the one who is a source of living waters. Lachzov lahem borot, they went to you out for themselves pits, borot nishbarim, broken pits, asher lo yachilu hamayim, that will not hold water. Did you find it, Sarah? Kishtayim Ra'ot, Pasuk 13, in chapter 2 in Yirmiyahu, which is, of course, the second Haftorah of punishment. Kishtayim Ra'ot Asami Oti Azru Mekor Mayim Chaim Lachzov Lehem Borot Borot Nishbarim Ashelo Yachilo Amayim. Oh, this is a good day. All right. So he says, listen to me, those who pursue justice, those who seek God, take a look. Look back at your roots. El tzur chutzavtem, the rock from which you were hewn. The el makeved bor nukartem. Makeved bor is Makeved bor is nikvat. What's the shiloach called? Isn't it called nikvat hashiloach? The shiloach, the water outside Yerushalayim, nikvat hashilach, means the nekev, the hole from which water comes up. Take a look at the bor nukartem, from which you were cut out. Where do we have that word? Nukartem? I think we mentioned it last week in Chumashi. You didn't have to know it. Dosam vaviram say to ha'enei ha'anoshim ha'hem tenaker. Dosam vaviram say to Moshe, you took us out of a land flowing with milk and honey, and you didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey. Ha'enei ha'anoshim ha'hem tenaker. Are you going to shtech ois the eigen of those people? How do you say that? Are you going to gouge out the eyes of people? What? You're just going to make all sorts of promises and you're not going to keep them? Habitu. Now the Navi explains what he's talking about. Take a look at where you come from. Look at what awesome potential you have. Look what you have in your genes. Habitu el Avram Avichem. Take a look at your father Avram. Vel Sora Techolelchem. Sora, who gave birth to you. The word Lecholel means beginnings, and it also means giving birth. Take a look where you come from. Look what tremendous potential you have. Ki echad kerosiv. I called him one. He was one single great individual. Va'aborcheu, and I blessed him. Va'arbehu, and I made him so many. I turned him into a great people. Now here, of course, comes a pasuk that is... And I think this is one of the songs. We had a song... Ki nicham Hashem tzion. Isn't this the real response? What did we learn at the beginning of the shir? The shir began with Batomet tzion. Tzion said, Azavani Hashem, God has forsaken me, Vashem Shech, Chechoni Hashem has forgotten me. Forgotten you? Ki nicham Hashem tzion. God is the one who consoles Sion. Nicham kol korvotel. He has consoled all of her...
Waste places,
all right. Buildings that are churvot, the churva synagogue. Vayosam midboro ke'eden. He has made her desert like the Garden of Eden. Va'arvata, and the plains, kigan Hashem, like the Garden of God. Sason v'simcha yimatzeva. That was at the very beginning of the year. Sason v'simcha. Sason and simcha. Joy and happiness shall be found in her. Toda, bringing thanksgiving to God for kol zimra, and the sound of joy. Here was a parak that started off with Tzion, who is downtrodden, Tzion who's in despair, Tzion who's unhappy, feels forsaken and lost. And then the Rosh Hashanah says, what are you talking about? You're going to turn around and you're going to say, I was all alone, mi yolad li yaseila, who brought all of these here? What happened? And the Rosh Hashanah says, listen, I'm the one who lifted my hand. I called unto the nations, make sure that the children are going to come home. And they're going to come home. Hakshivu elai ami, I'm going to keep going until I have to stop. Hakshivu elai ami, listen to me, my people. Ulu'umi elai ha'azinu, and my nation. Now, there are two things I'm going to have to explain over here. But this is going to be coming attractions. First of all, I have to tell you what's the difference between lahakshiv and lahazin. That's number one. Number two, Tzvia, shouldn't you have noticed the structure over here? In the first part, the first part is like batomet zion azavani Hashem. It's correct. The verb, the predicate, comes before the subject. But in the second part, Lo'unai Eli Hazinu. All right? So listen, we give you homework. I mean, give me homework, what I have to say next week. Ki Torah me'iti teitse, because Torah should come out from me. U'mishpati la'or amin, my justice is la'or amin argia, it's going to be a light unto the nations, and argia, I'm going to, margoa means to be calm, you know what's going to bring the calmness? Karov tzidki, my justice is close. And I told you earlier this year that the word tzidki can also mean in Tanakh, it means my salvation is close. Yotzo yishi, my saving has gone out. Uzroai amim yishpotu, my arms are going to judge the nations. Elai iyim yekavu, unto me the islands or all of the dispersed people of the world are going to hope unto me. Kol kovai lo yegoshu, you had that before. Ve'el zeroi yeyachelun. They're going to hope, their hope is going to be my arm. They're going to look for the salvation and the assistance of God. Se'ul ha-shamayim einechem, lift your eyes up to the heavens, the ha-pitu el ha-aretz mitachas, and look to the world, to the earth below. Ki shamayim ke'oshan nim lachu, v'ha-aretz ka-beget tivle, v'yoshveh kemo ken yemusun, v'yishuati la'olam tiyeh, v'tzidkati lo teichat. Look at the heavens, look at the earth, because even if the heavens will disappear like smoke, and the earth is going to become worn out like a garment, and the inhabitants of the world will die. Everything in the world can pass. Everything in the world has a time limit, but there's only one thing that is eternal, and that is my salvation. V'tzidkati, and my saving you, lo teichot, will never be broken. Always, you can count on it. You can count on it. Shimu Eli, or another 2-3 psukim, you know. Shimu Eli, Yodei Tzedek, listen, hear me. Yodei Tzedek, those who know justice, Am Torati Belibam, a people that has my Torah in their hearts. Al Tiru Cherpat Enosh. Don't be afraid of the shame of man. Don't be afraid, they're going to make fun of you. They've always made fun of us. Sometimes, of course, we give them a very good excuse to make fun of us, but we're not going to talk about that now. But we have been mocked by a whole world throughout history. So you should know, you will no longer have to fear the shame of men. You're not going to be broken by their curses. They can curse you, it's going to roll off your back. Ki kabeged yochleim osh. Now you know what the word osh means. You have it the second time today. Like a moth eats a garment. The chatzemer yochleim sus, and like wool that is eaten by a sus. What are they called? That's another kind of insect. A boll weevil. What is it?
A worm.
A worm. All right. Okay. All right. It wormed out of that one. You know, like okay. Worm. Vitzit kasila olam tiyevak my. Justice will be forever, the Yeshuati Lidor Dorim, and my salvation for all generations. I mean, here's been a recurrent theme. The recurrent theme is that what comes from Hashem is eternal, and there will come the day when you won't have to suffer the shame or the barbs or the arrows that are shot at you by all others. Uri! Alright, we have another minute to go. I'm going to hop around. Torah! Uri, wake up, live she-os. Here we have again, Yeshayahu. I mean, did you ever get up in the morning and put on O's? Strength? The truth is, you should get up in the morning and put on O's. Strength is used, the term that's used is to put on strength. Uri ki mekedem, awaken like the days of old, dorot olamim, the generations of all times. Halo ati hamachzevet rahav micholelet hanin. Do you remember who you are? You are the one that was able to cut out It was the word we had before, cutting out ewing stone, matzevah. We had the word before, habitu el tzur chutzavtem v'makevet bor nukartem. You were the one that were, you were able to ew out Rav. You know who Rav is? Rav is Mitzrayim. Rav means conceit. We'll see that later. Next week, Yes Hashem, it's a pasuk in chapter 30. Micholelet tanin. You are the one who was able to kill tanin. Tanin is the snake. That's what Paro. Paro is the snake, and Rahav is Mitzrayim. Halawati hamacharevet yam. You are the one because of whom I made a sea dry. Made tahom rabba. The mighty waters of the earth. Hasoma mamake yam. Derech la'avor giyulim. I'm the one that because of you, I turned the very depths of the sea into a road where the redeemed walk. I'm going to stop with this pasuk because this one is going to wipe me out completely. Those who are redeemed by God, ransomed by God, will return. They will come to Tzion with song. An eternal joy upon their heads. Sason the simcha again. Sason the simcha, joy and happiness, yasigun, they will grasp. Nasu yogon va'anocha, all sorts of despair and unhappiness will flee all over. Great joy when you come back to Tzion. So we started the shiur with Tzion and we ended it with Tzion. This is the Tzion who started off by saying, Azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechechani. The Rav Shem is now saying, Uvo Tzion Berina. Oh, what a... Thanks for listening to me.